Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
Well, big Reasonable Doubt planned. We actually try Gabe's case, his Chick-fil-A case. We put it in front of the court of Mark Garagus, also impeachment talk, and get into the Papa John situation as well. First, Rothy's, looking stylish for the holiday celebration. Of course you want to look good. Shoes for women and kids made from recycled plastic water bottles. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, machine washable. Lynette just got a pair of these. Good looking tennis shoes, kind of a deck shoe kind of look, but smart, sharp, and I like the color, kind of a robin's egg blue. Anyway, at least that's what I call it. These guys, they go everywhere from, and they go with anything from yoga pants to dresses to skirts. Range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points and more. Free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, no reason not to give it a try. Check it out. They have amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/doubt. That's Rothy's.com/doubt. They'll be your new favorite flats, and they'll be there just in time for the holidays. Rothy's.com/doubt.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as Baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Yeah, you heard Dick. It's time for month 8 of Adam's Monthly Nut. December shipment includes a Pinot Protector wine condom. We at Corolla Drinks practice safe drinking. A man show beer stein commemorating a great TV show and a time less woke. You'll also get 3 samples of super fat keto nut butters to stave off the need for a burrito at lunch. Of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wines and a shrimp diviner. The perfect gift to show someone just how much you love them. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice but to get on. Mandate. Get it on. And welcome to the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. Mark Garagus in studio.
I'm in studio. We're kind of leading up to our Christmas Day, which goes into the wee hours of Christmas night extravaganza. So I figured I better be in studio and kind of warm you up for that.
I always look forward to your Christmas party, not only because of the company and the libations and the food, but mostly because of the proximity. I hate it when stupid jack-off friends at Santa Monica are like, we're throwing a party. God, yeah, I don't want to drive drunk for 700 miles.
I don't go past downtown, let alone La Cienega, on any day where there's the potential to be drinking and have driving.
So there's hot impeachment talk. I also have a domestic issue that took place on this property involving a Gabe and a Chick-fil-A order that I was thinking about you the whole time. It involves Jay Leno. It involves a bungle on a Chick-fil-A order, and I was thinking how you would represent the case, either the prosecution or the defense of Gabe, and I was interested in your takes.
Okay, so you want to lead with that, or should we lead with impeachment?
Well, Gary,
what does Gary say?
Gary did the work of cobbling together a long. It was a long chain. The first bit.
This was 55 minutes.
The first bit.
55 minutes.
But he whacked it down to
I chopped it down. It's still healthy because there's a lot of nuance, but
the beginning is the description of what the day was with Jay Leno.
Okay.
Should we hear that?
Let's start at the top.
A lot of talk. I mean, I spent the entire afternoon talking Chick-fil-A. I may have dedicated, if you'd taken the 14-minute and the 9-minute conversations, you cobbled them together, you'd have about 3 hours of Chick-fil-A talk.
Sure.
I'd never eaten at Chick-fil-A. It all started when Jay sent the, hey, why don't you guys, I said, would you like some Chick-fil-A? I knew Jay loves Chick-fil-A. So I said, why don't we bring some Chick-fil-A? And he said, thank you. We got 5 guys in our crew. And I said, okay. And then Max Zapata and others, we all went on a Chick-fil-A vacay, and we started looking into it. And we said, cancel all work. I want to see, go online, find pictures of Jay Leno eating Chick-fil-A so we can find out what he likes. And then we're examining the picture. And pictures of him, which he didn't know about, but picture him. And the guy's like zooming in on his Chick-fil-A going, I don't think that's a spicy. That's a regular.
Oh my God.
That's not supreme.
That's standard right there.
There's no lettuce or tomato on. Gary, all right. So to set the table, every year when I finish one of my car docs, we go to Jay's shop. He's got his crew with him, and we make the pilgrimage, my crew, the guys who made the film with me, make the pilgrimage to Jay's shop with his crew. We eat dinner, and then we go out to the set of The Tonight Show, which he has in his car garage.
Right.
And when I say garage, I mean he's at 80,000 square feet now.
Right.
And, I mean, they're golf carts to get people from one part, indoor golf carts. So anyway, then we sit there and we watch the film. It's a nice little...
I like it. It's a good ritual.
It's a light-the-cigar moment at the end. And when you come back to the carrier and you land your Hornet on the deck and you've shot down a bunch of Ruskies, you light that cigar. That's what that is.
No, it's not Ruskies. It's Ukrainians.
Oh, Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Ouskies.
Ouskies. Or Kazakhstanis.
So that's what that is. And this time I thought, well, why don't I ask Jay if he wants us to bring the food?
Does he normally cater for you?
He makes bratwurst. It's been raining outside. Made him want to get the grill going. So I said, Jay, and I know he likes Chick-fil-A because I've flown with him privately a few times from gigs back. He wants to know where the Chick-fil-A is. So I said, why don't we pick up some Chick-fil-A?
You've never been to Chick-fil-A
never
before?
Never been to Chick-fil-A.
I don't think I've ever eaten a Chick-fil-A either, and now they've put a Chick-fil-A in literally 50 feet from the office, and I still have it. I don't wait in the line.
Well, it's good, but I want your law hat on this one. Your attorney, your prosecutor, you have to wear like a prosecutor's and a defense attorney's hat on this. I then say to Matt Fondelier, ask Jay how many guys are in his crew.
Okay.
We need to figure out how many sandwiches
you
want to
bring. What you're feeding.
Jay, because Jay's easy. Jay just says, there's 5 of us, and that's all he says. He doesn't say, get me the extra crispy or the hot and salty. He just says, there's 5 of us. I take that to mean 5 regular Chick-fil-A sandwiches, 5 order of fry.
No, I wouldn't. I would think that's an assumption. Yeah. I mean, I always think of Chick-fil-A in the the level of a White Castle or
multiple.
Yeah, multiple. Or like a drunk Lucky Boy run or something where you get an assortment. It's a smorgasbord of food.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you, but in a vacuum of information, he said
Five Guys.
Chick-fil-A, Five Guys. So I just get five sandwiches and five fries, and we'll get some extra chicken tenders or nuggets or something like that. And my feeling is if Jay wants two Chick-fil-A sandwiches or one with extra dipping sauce or something, he would say that. He just went, there's five of us, Chick-fil-A. And I've never been to Chick-fil-A with him, so I don't know. I'm going to go with the five.
Okay.
Burgers and fries all the way around, or chick sandwiches and fries. So that email, it's of course a busy day.
So it's in writing.
It's in writing.
Okay.
It's time stamped.
Okay.
But there's the fog of war.
I got it.
The fog of war. Because.
But we're looking at your mens rea, you know, your mental state.
Yes. Okay. And now, to add to the mental state, it's a very busy day. We're doing a lot of podcasts, and then we're going to try to meet Mike August over here.
Okay.
And Matt DeAndrea over here. And Nate, who I make the movies with. And we're going to do what we always do. We're going to caravan over to Jay's. Although this time, we're going to make a stop at Chick-fil-A before we get
on the way. And has somebody already kind of done the itinerary that you know?
We're working. Fondaliers. I say to Fondalier, you know, it's 10:30 in the morning. We have many podcasts to do before we go wheels up at about 4:45 to go to Jay's. We're supposed to be for 5 o'clock arrival at Jay's shop. I say to Fondalier, we'll get into this Chick-fil-A order because, mind you, Mike August is not here, Matt DeAndrea is not here, and Nate's not here. We must get their order.
So
you've
got to add that as well.
But
didn't
add
that. But didn't you assume that those three would just make it eight? You were going to go personal for your three, but not personal for the five?
This is why you're the best. my feeling with Jay in terms of customizing the order was if you said there's five of us and you added no other information, like one of them is vegan or the other is allergic to something. If you just said there's five of us and you didn't add any specifics to that email, then that's on you.
That's on you. Okay.
If you wanted something, if you wanted the deluxe grande or you want a malt or a Mr. Pibb to go along with that, or they do a wrap, you know, they offer wraps.
Did you know that at the time?
You should have stated it.
Did you know that at the
time? No, I did not.
Okay, so
I
assume facts not in evidence because...
Facts not in evidence.
Okay.
I did not know that at the time. So I said, okay. There's five of you. You said go to Chick-fil-A. Now, I also know this about Jay. Jay is a low-maintenance guy. That's who he is.
He's from his public persona, he seems to be very low-maintenance.
He's very un-celebrity-like.
Right.
We also did our due diligence, which is I said find a picture of Jay Leno eating Chick-fil-A. And let's see what he's got.
So you actually, rather than reply on the email, any particular kind you want, you were going to surprise him and kind of like let it be like you knew it. You knew this about him.
I took two approaches on it. One is if you want something like a wrap or an onion rings or something off the beaten path, then that is up to you to announce that in this email, but I'm still going to do my due diligence. And we found pictures of him eating Chick-fil-A with the crew.
Okay.
With his crew.
So you had, and was it pictures of five people or roughly five?
Roughly five. And we were able to blow the picture up and I got my jeweler's loop out and we found out that it was what appeared to be. Now I consulted with my Chick-fil-A team of experts.
Who did you use as an expert?
These are paid consultants. You don't know.
Right there. Okay. So there's the picture.
These are guys we know who've eaten a metric ton of Chick-fil-A. And I recognize some guys in the picture, and it looks to me like he's eating. It's told to me by the Chick-fil-A experts.
Because you don't know at this point, but you are the gatekeeper of the Chick-fil-A evidence. But you don't know because you've never actually had one.
I can see there's no tomato and there's no lettuce and there's nothing on there, but I asked.
Not a deluxe.
Does that not a deluxe?
Well, and does the deluxe come with
cheese, lettuce, and tomato?
And is it? Oh. Yeah.
That makes it a deluxe.
And then I asked, is this hot or regular?
No, it's different. It'd be a different color if it was hot.
Right. Which would be a different color? The rash chicken? Or the chicken? You went to the point where you blew up the chicken in the sandwich in the picture?
Yeah, we run a professional organization around here.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I guess how about me? I'm such a loser. I'm on Twitter blowing up Adam's Theater and finding the check.
I knew you'd find that shoe.
The fucking van shoe. That, mind you, you realize as your friend, I was on the horns of a dilemma in Vans in Pasadena as to whether to buy that shoe because you had such strong feelings and I didn't want to disappoint
you. Well, that was
you.
My daughter's shoe, if that means anything to you. She's young and she has a vagina. You're old and you do not. All right, so.
Although many people have compared me to an old vagina.
You're wearing Vans today, right?
I am.
I abide by the light blue deck style. Yeah. Okay, let's not digress.
Okay.
So
it is kind of a free-form operation here, though. But, you know, and it's amazing we're not sponsored by Chick-fil-A, given
I know,
where we're at
right now.
They
should step it up.
Yeah,
so
they really should.
We then
and we never record on Sunday, so they should love us.
It's a very busy day of podcasting,
right?
And at some point, Matt, Porcelain Punisher Fondelier, personal assistant, and beyond, says, "I've handed this off to Gabe."
Okay, he's delegated it.
He's delegated to Gabe. He has a busy day of podcasting. I say okay. Now. The first sort of assumption in what ended up in a catastrophic outcome happens.
Wait, we're headed toward a catastrophic outcome?
We wouldn't be in court.
Oh, okay.
If this wasn't a catastrophic, if there wasn't a body, we wouldn't be talking right now.
Okay, so Gabe is given the task.
Right.
Okay.
I assume that when Matt handed it over to Gabe,
he gave him some information.
He
or
gave him some
points.
Information.
Correct.
The okay. email or what have you.
Okay, so we have a conspiracy in the making, I can see.
That was an assumption of mine. Later, when I spoke to Gabe, I said, now assuming he had the information.
Correct.
I said to Gabe, all right, here are the orders. Matt D'Andrea, we got to find out what he wants. Mike August. We're going to find out what he wants. And Nate, we got to find out what he wants.
What did you say?
I'll tell you what I want. I got the deluxe with the Kobe cheese.
But how did you find out what a deluxe was if you had not eaten there before?
While scanning the internet for random pictures of Jay Leno eating Chick-fil-A, I also said, pull up the menu.
Oh, okay. So you saw the menu.
I'd like to see what's on there.
Okay.
Right.
And you wanted the deluxe because it had a little roughage and cheese.
I like the word deluxe. And
you know,
I'm old-fashioned in my – I don't like a cheeseburger. I like the onion, the tomato, the lettuce.
I've always said that's one of the reasons that I'm not surprised by Impossible Burgers or the plant-based burgers getting such traction in fast food chains is because most of the burger experience is the accoutrements, if you will.
So now – we're getting down to go time where we're going to place the order. Now, we don't want to place the order too early.
Well, because then you'll have soggy
chicken. Yeah,
soggy
we're going to do it moments before we leave, and then we plan on heading from here to the Chick-fil-A in Burbank.
But why don't you just do the drive-thru?
I don't know if they have a drive-thru at this particular Chick-fil-A.
You blew up pictures. You got the menu online. You knew where the Chick-fil-A was, but nobody knew if this particular.
I don't think it had to do so much with the drive-thru question. It was about timing. Adam had to be there at a specific time. He didn't want the food to sit. So we all determined as a team the best way was an online order that someone could walk in and get, and that online order was going to be placed based on the time of departure from this building.
So you actually went so far as to know that this particular Burbank location had online ordering?
Yes.
Okay. But
when Adam says the whole day was about Chick-fil-A, that's not jive. We had probably spent a collective 4.5 hours in one way or another talking about Chick-fil-A at this point.
Got it. Okay. So then you figured that out. You knew when you had to leave and who did the ordering?
Gabe was tasked to do the ordering.
Okay. You ordered the deluxe, and then you assumed he went and got the others.
Yeah, I was told to contact the others, or told the others to contact Gabe and to give the order.
Did Gabe just blow the five? Is that where this is headed?
Your instincts mixed with your countless hours in in the courtroom have tipped you off as to the direction that the story is going.
Yeah, it was just like, we'll get to another story, Fast Eddie Johnson in Chicago, when that story came out at first that his blood pressure medicine. I said, I may have said it on the show. I said, this has all the earmarks of a blowjob in a car. I knew that going in. I've seen that 25 times at least. So anyway, go on.
So I said, and we'll get to the crux of it. I said, here's all our orders. Gabe said, now there's a couple wrinkles. Gabe said, okay. And as he was ordering, he said, should we get some extra sandwiches just to have extra? I said,
good instinct.
Good instinct. Yeah. I said, is everyone accounted for? Does everyone who has who's there have a sandwich? He said, yes. I said, okay. And then Maxipata chimed in and said, why don't we toss, gave a post-it that said, toss a 30-piece McNugget, a nugget order, just to have.
Right. So you got a backup. So
Gabe said, yes, made the order.
Were you there when he was ordering?
Was not present when he was ordering.
Okay.
I was, we jumped in the car. We went to Chick-fil-A. We grabbed the order.
Who grabbed it?
That was Matt DeAndrea.
And DeAndrea, when he went in and came out, were you a witness?
I was.
What did you see in his hands?
I saw a large bag with the words Chick-fil-A emblazoned.
When you say just one bag?
One large bag.
Chick-fil-A does a plastic bag that they will then put paper bags in that I would say the closest bag size I can think of is one of those blue IKEA bags. It's a big bag that could fit three or four very full paper bags. And I think they may have given it for this order because it was raining.
Did you you've been to Chick-fil-A before this?
Absolutely.
Were you in the mix on all of this?
I was following along, but I was not involved in really anything but advice on what we thought the sandwiches were, what was good.
Still puts you into the conspiracy.
I don't have to know all
the overt acts that are happening in real time.
Well, this plays out, I don't think that, I think I was an unwitting participant, but I'll defer to Adam. He can pass judgment.
Okay, so the bags come out, and
the one large bag comes out, which I do take notice of. Because I do a math where someone's carrying one skimpy little bag that I would call attention to it and tell them to head back in or something seemed wrong. But it was a big – something I'm not used to seeing at fast food, like a big plastic bag, like almost a satchel.
Okay.
And he jumps into the back, and we're running late. It's raining outside. Traffic is a bear. And he jumps in, and we take off. At a certain point, we get a call from Mr. Leno, if you want to subpoena the courtroom records. He calls at 5:14.
And how many minute call was it?
It was Gary can check my phone.
Was this like, do you remember the call, or are you Devin Nunes, where you have no recollection of the call and you have to
remember very, very clearly.
Okay.
At what I believe to be 5:14, the phone rings.
What time are you supposed to be there?
5:00.
Okay, so Jay's a little hungry and a little ticked.
Yes.
Okay.
He calls at 5:14, which meant he says, are you still coming? Which is passive aggressive for why are you being fucking late?
Just for the listeners, can you do it as Jay Leno?
Okay. Let me see, still coming out. Yeah, Jay, it's fucking. I'd be a dick if I just. No, I'm at home. I'm in a jacuzzi at home. What are you talking about? He goes, he's still coming. And I'm like, he's really saying, where's the fucking Chick-fil-A? I'm hearing, where the fuck is the Chick-fil-A? So I go, Jay, I'm on San Fernando Boulevard now. I've just turned off of Hollywood Way. Or whatever it was, and I'm moments away. And I say, Jay, I'm pulling up. Yes.
5:12, 15 seconds.
Okay. 5:12, and it was, how long was the call?
15 seconds.
A 15-second call. And you have a vivid recollection of it.
Yes.
Does Jay? Or is Jada Devin Nunes?
Should we subpoena him and should we haul him in here?
I'm just trying to get all of the, whether he's the Lev Parnas, the Devin Nunes in there.
He's a busy man, but we could subpoena him and get him in here. He calls it 5:12, which really means he wanted that fucking Chick-fil-A. Because
really,
someone says they're coming over at 5 and it's fucking raining outside. You got to give them 20 minutes before you start calling.
Especially in Los Angeles. Right. It was like a half an hour.
And they're picking up food like on the way. Anyway.
Kalen, what are you eating?
Calls at 5:12. Seeing Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
It calls at 5:12. Wants to know where I am. The reason the conversation is brief is, and the reason I recall it, is I say we're moments away. We're turning up the street. And then I hang up and I say to everyone in the car, because they could
hear.
Who's
in the car?
This is Mike August.
Okay.
This is Matt DeAndrea.
Right. Who's in the back.
And this is, with the bag.
Right.
And this is Nate Adams.
Okay.
And they could all hear it through the Bluetooth speaker system.
Right.
And I said, that's him wanting his fucking Chick-fil-A, everybody. And they all laughed. And then moments later, we were there. We walked in. He greeted us. We walked into the side of the shop. He has many warehouses. One of them is the business kind of fabrication building side. The other is more showroom museum. But the building fabrication shop has the kitchen in it. Familiar territory for me. Mm-hmm. He greets us at the door. We walk in. Matt still has the bag. Matt sets the bag down.
Okay.
And because Jay is at this point probably dying for this Chick-fil-A, he anoints himself in charge of distribution. So he's the person.
Does he immediately reach into the bag?
It's the fast food version of the guy who's going to carve the turkey. He's out of the way. And he starts reaching in and pulling him over his shoulder. It's sort of like in those military movies when the mailbag would come. Mikowski,
right.
Johnson, that's how it would work.
Okay.
So he's pulling out. He's pulling out boxes with sandwiches in it. And he says, deluxe, Kobe cheese. And I go, that's me. And he hands it to me immediately.
Do you open the box?
I do.
Okay.
Also suggesting to me that he doesn't have a specific order because he's not looking. He's not saying, did you bring my wrap or did you bring my double-double or anything? He's just trying to get to a generic box, it seems to me. He pulls out another one, deluxe regular cheese or something. Mike says, that's me. He hands him that. Then he pulls out a third box and he says, just a plain deluxe and like no cheese. And Nate says, that's me. And he hands him that. And I do curiously wonder why all three of us were on top.
Right.
The coincidence that none of his guys got any of their stuff. We had a three in a row with us. But I'm now anxious to try Chick-fil-A.
Your attention is no longer really on what's happening, and it's more the immediate
situation. I specifically sat toward the end of the kitchenette bar and opened my Chick-fil-A because I had been now talking about Chick-fil-A for 7 hours. I was dying.
And this is your first Chick-fil-A.
Hyman
bust. Right.
Busted Hyman. I took a bite or two.
My high school classmate.
Buster Hyman. I took a few bites into my Chick-fil-A. I think everyone else did as well because we'd been talking about it for so long. And then I heard these words. Jay, still standing over a large plastic sack. Where are the rest of the sandwiches? No, I said, Jay, they're in there somewhere because we went over this for a long time.
You have no idea the amount of time and preparation.
He said, there's no more sandwiches. And his poor crew, his four guys were just standing there looking crestfallen.
And what did they have? A 30 odd?
Well, now there's really nothing but this arbitrary family style for the table 30 piece
nugget
bucket that we ordered last second.
Wow.
So Jay wants to know what went wrong. I am humiliated.
You can't believe how much time you've invested in this to have it just fall flat.
I called Gabe.
Yeah.
I said, Gabe, is there a second bag for the Leno crew? Did they not hand us all of the sandwiches? Gabe replied, you ordered three sandwiches. That's what you ordered. Now,
so that's Gabe was going to just go with that.
he went with it. And now under cross-examination, his story was he did not know we were going there to eat with Jay's crew, Jay and his crew.
But what about the five?
What about Jay's Burger?
Yeah.
Now, I should tell you at this point that Matt DeAndrea ordered the skinless nuggets to stay true to the keto thing. So carve that out.
Okay.
It's what it's the question is, where's Jay's Chick-fil-A sandwich? So now it's a little dubious for Gay because I've said we're going to eat with Jay's crew, we're going to Jay's shop, Jay's guys, you know, we all watched a movie, my guys and his guys. I've had these kinds of conversations a lot, but you could still say that he did not definitively know any other humans would be there except for Jay Leno.
But when we started this, there was five.
2 hours ago.
Yeah, there was five.
But the five, just to make it clear, the five was communicated to Adam and Matt Fondelier in an email. It was then discussed in this building in a volume that anyone who was paying attention could hear. But the email and the five information did not go directly to the person who was now in charge of the order.
Where did the ball get dropped?
Well, Fondelier can take some of the onus by sort of saying, I passed this off to Gabe, but didn't pass him on that information.
Well, that's, as of right now, Fondelier is. It went on the indictment, when mm-hmm. you do the indictment, the top name is always the one that the prosecutor thinks is the most guilty, mm-hmm. and the least guilty is down below. So mm-hmm. we need to rank on the indictment.
Fondelier needs to be towards the bottom, in my opinion.
Really?
Well,
you haven't heard the whole story yet, but yeah, I think if you're saying percentage of blame, I don't think
from most culpable to least culpable.
I'm putting Gabe above Matt on that list.
There's many things. One could make
Gabe, has he been to one of these before?
No.
Okay. Who has been one of these? Besides you, obviously. Who's been there?
I think
Screenings?
Yeah.
Probably the guys that were there, but there have been a few other people. Most of the me, Chris, Matt, most of the guys around here have made a pilgrimage to Jay's shop and would know there's going to be several bodies there on any given
But there clearly was no sandwich for Jay.
No. Well, this is where we start to really drill down.
Okay.
The crew part, Gabe's argument of I didn't know Jay's crew was going to be there, that's something that can be argued. But you did know Jay Leno
was there. You knew Jay was going to be there, so why didn't you order for Jay? And by the way, if you didn't know to order for Jay, you would have just eaten at the Chick-fil-A. You wouldn't have picked it up, taken it there. So that any of that, the fact that you actually took it there and laid the bag down is bad. That's a bad fact.
But Gabe argues that he thought the 30-piece nugget bucket was for Jay.
Except it was keto style.
Now, keto style was for Matt DeAndrea. There was a sup. He didn't order.
So there was
a sandwich.
He just had.
I only bring up DeAndrea. And the reason I bring up DeAndrea is just to do the burger number math.
Okay.
Five adults, three burgers.
Right.
We're trying to determine the fourth sandwich. Gabe says, I thought the nuggets, the 30 pack,
the 30 piece was
were for Jay. I argue that was added at the last minute, and it was just a post-it that said 30-piece nugget. No Leno, no discussion. The crux of my argument with Gabe is not that Matt didn't drop the ball and that I didn't drop the ball. And by the way, Matt's dad's an attorney, so I don't know if you want to go after him. I mean, he's got family members with experience in the law.
What is Matt's dad's name?
Underdog. that's what his license plate says. What is Matt's dad's name? I know his sister's name is Becca.
It is Rebecca. Give me a second. I'm having trouble remembering.
Okay, so now what we really drill down to is the plausibility. I argue that you saying that the 30-piece nugget order that came last moment via Post-it and never bringing up Jay Leno's name and asking me after saying, what's Mike August want? What's Matt DeAndrea want? Jay Leno's name never coming up. That your argument of the 30-piece nugget I assumed was for Jay is spurious at best. What is your take on that?
Yeah, this whole thing falls apart. I tend to think that this is a conspiracy. I'm having trouble just assigning blame just one spot. In fact, if I'm defending this, I'm going to work out a plea deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it doesn't hang together. I mean, the whole thing doesn't hang together. First of all,
if you're defending Gabe?
Yeah, if I'm defending Gabe, I'm going to tell him to take a plea.
Really?
I'm going to say, we're working out a plea deal because this makes no sense. First of all, you go to – how many hours were spent here? This sounds like this was like a seven-hour ordeal.
It was many hours.
Okay. There wasn't even a sandwich per hour order. I mean, that in and of itself is kind of a telltale sign. Why wouldn't you just order 10 sandwiches? What was the –
Should have. Yeah. That was my fault.
Who paid for this?
Well, ultimately, Leno paid the ultimate price for this and not getting anything to eat.
Didn't you ship Gabe back to go get something?
I at that point, no.
You were mortified.
Well, no. I said that, first off, I couldn't, when Jay turned the bag over and was shaking it and crying, I was like, I was so humiliated that we talked about this for so long and I'd done all the research. And I, of course, was finishing my sandwich.
Right. Didn't stop you. You didn't lose your appetite at all.
No, I did not. I did not. That's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
But I said, we can send somebody to go, but it was raining outside. It was like 5:30 in the afternoon. It was an hour from him eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
So Jay just intermittent fasted all the way.
Well, we had a 30-piece nugget
keto style, but it wasn't
not the keto. That was Matt. We had the 30-piece nugget, and we all threw him a couple of fries, a couple of waffle fries, and he ended up making it.
He did.
Yeah.
But the keto or the non-keto nuggets.
The non-keto were Matt's. Jay had the regular. All right. So you'd cop a plea?
I definitely cop a plea. I'm not buying any of this. Singularly, every spot all along the line makes no sense. So it doesn't make sense. You're never going to win. This is like a 45-minute guilty verdict if you're in front of a jury. I mean, in fact, the jurors may not even want to elect a four-person. They'll just unanimously say guilt.
All right.
Okay, let's move to impeachment for a second. Did you watch the experts? Jonathan Turley, the woman from Stanford, the others?
The woman from Stanford seemed like every one of my mom's friends growing up who I was like, oh, God, this sourpuss. God damn it.
She seems like every woman there were several women in my law school class who bore a striking resemblance. Mm-hmm. But this is what I don't understand in the process. I don't understand why people don't do a cross-examination. I don't get why do you get up and have dueling experts? And by the way, Jonathan Turley, who I like, but Jonathan Turley would have, on a cross, would have come apart. I mean, this is a guy who also wrote op-eds during Clinton talking about, the need for impeachment. I mean, completely undercut everything he was testifying to. So the height of hypocrisy for him to be testifying along the lines of the way he did, that this isn't enough. At the same time, the same guy, I would have just pulled out every op-ed, and there's probably four of them, and say, well, you didn't feel this way, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, aren't you a registered Republican? And by the way, blah, blah, blah. And then the Stanford law professor, Carlin?
I think. Yeah. I can't recall. It seemed like a strange group to put in front.
It made no sense.
Why,
but you know
why
what?
Why did they pick those four people?
Look, I don't understand those four. I know the Democrats apparently picked the three, and then the Republicans brought in Turley. Turley is probably out of the four the guy who's best suited for prime time. But having said that, none of them. I mean, if you want to make your points, you make your points through an effective cross-examination. I've never understood any of this so far in terms – and we've talked about it before – in terms of if you're going to make your points, do it in a way where people will give it some credence. This did not the way it was rolled out did not give it, I don't think, swayed anybody except maybe to just be disgusted by the process.
Well, at some point, someone, some Republican, maybe it was a, maybe it was Jordan, I can't remember, just did that thing where he goes, was anyone present during any of these conversations or exchanges? Raise your hand. Does anyone have any information on this? Does anybody have any insights, information, or knowledge of whatever? And everyone just keeps their hands right side. And he goes, okay, why are we talking to these four people then?
Well, and but the Democrats, if they were smart, would have said, well, wait a second. Didn't you assume certain facts? Yes. And if you knew other facts, would that change your opinion? Yes, you can do that. That's what an expert opinion is. Expert opinion is that you assume a certain set of facts, either in a usually in a hypothetical situation, and you say hypothetically, given this set of facts, what is the, you know, what is your opinion? Given this set of facts, what is your opinion? The calculation here, and I said it. We said it, talked about this episodes and episodes ago, is unless you've got the votes to convict, this is going to end in – it's going to do exactly what happened with Clinton, where if they didn't have the votes and they bring it because they want to say we're doing it on principle, I understand that Nancy Pelosi's position is that this is – you know, if we don't do this, it's the end of Western civilization. I think that's a little much. But the fact is, and if you feel compelled to do it because you feel there is a quid pro quo, remember the Republicans are the jury, and that is the jury that you have got. And so I don't understand the process here. If I'm picking a jury and I get a crappy jury, and that happens with great frequency, then I have to adjust. You can't, you just don't go, you know, kind of the barreling along into a disastrous verdict if you can help it. You're supposed to call an audible. You're supposed to do something. You're supposed to do enough damage in somewhere along the way that somebody wants to do to correct or course correct.
Well, let me float a theory, non-legal, but it's sort of sociological or psychological or something. And you tell me this. It's kind of my Donna Brazile Megyn Kelly interview theory, which is when she starts getting to the questions about you got emails and you had questions for the debate before. And it's like, Megyn, eventually there's enough noise that everything just kind of gets drowned out. It is my understanding that I think there's some stuff coming down the pike that is going to not look good for the Democrats in terms of Steele dossier and FBI and CIA and Tapper and Brennan and all these. So it's going to Clinton, maybe even float up to Obama as some Biden, some Ukraine, some Hunter stuff. There's going to be some stuff is coming that direction.
And is within the next 10 days, supposedly, if you believe what is reported, the Inspector General Horowitz of the DOJ is going to release a report. Now, what has been leaked so far, and by the way, it cracks me up because it can only come from somebody who's actually read the draft, is that the Inspector General is going to find fault, but is going to not, this is what's being reported, as I say, I haven't seen it and I don't know, but is not going to embrace any of the theories or conspiracies that the Connecticut, I always get his name wrong, U.S. Attorney
Durham
is investigating. And if you believe what's out there, that Horowitz's crew talked to Durham's crew and said, we didn't find anything about the conspiracy theories. Do you have any information? And what I was reading as recently as last night is that Durham's crew said, no, we don't have anything that you haven't uncovered already. So I suppose they exchanged under a prosecutorial work product some kind of a, this is what we've got. Do you have anything different? And if you believe what's reported, that is the state of the evidence. If that's the state of the evidence, then I don't I don't know unless the attorney general's got something. But the attorney general, if you believe what's reported, Barr was traveling with Durham, went to Italy to talk to the Italian intelligence crew about the Malta professor, went and looked for any other kinds of intelligence. The thing that I think this is going to devolve into is they've made a determination now that the Republicans have embraced the party of criminal defense. They've made a determination. This thing's going to trial. So they've figured it out. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, if you look at the House as a prosecutor and the Democrats control, you know, you're going to get indicted, basically, because that's what impeachment is. They're going to indict. They're going to indict. We're going to have a trial. Well, are we going to cop a plea? No, he's not going to cop a plea. He's not going to resign. That's not in his nature. It's.
Are we talking about Gabe? Or
no.
Because he should cop a plea, right?
Gabe should cop a plea.
Okay.
But in this case, Trump gets impeached/indicted. He's going to try the case. And if he's going to try the case, the best way to try the case from his standpoint is be careful for what you wish for. He's now going to call Biden. He's now going to try to shift the focus. And there's going to be so much noise about Biden that he'll do enough damage to Biden. And as long as the economy holds up, he rolls into a reelection.
Well, I think there's two things going on. I think there's going to be more the nothing burger that Hunter Biden in Ukraine started off as. I think we're going to find more meat on that bone in terms of the letting go of the prosecutor and the timelines and some things like that. Also, once they get into it, then they're subpoenaing Biden's financial records, Hunter Biden, because of the out of wedlock child. So now we will find out if there were some China payments or how much Ukraine paid and all. It's going to be this onion we're going to keep peeling back.
Right,
my theory of what the Democrats are doing is sort of a chaos theory, which is to say, when some things start coming in about FISA court abuse and Steele dossier and things of that nature, they're going to go, of course, everyone's going after everyone. It's chaotic. They go after us. We go after them. You can't believe a thing they say. They can't believe a thing we say. We're starting the pre-chaos here.
Well, is this part of your theory where then from an election standpoint that people will become so we just got to turn the page.
Start the pre-chaos. Then if anything comes out about FISA abuse or about Steele dossier or anything connected to Clinton or Obama, God forbid Obama or Biden or whatever, we're already being chaos mode. Like, of course, that's what they're going to say. What would you say if you weren't? This is like. It's like a neighbor going, I'm getting a restraining order against you. Well, good. I'm getting a restraining order against you. And then the third neighbor goes, they're both nuts. Right. And then you carry the chaos into the eve of the election and you get some Biden or some Buttigieg or some type going, aren't you guys? Don't you just want it to end?
Well, don't you think that there's the possibility, given her last interview with Howard Stern, that Hillary Clinton thinks she's going to...
Hillary goes, look, you just spent 4 years arguing. You could have spent 4 years just arguing about your favorite football team versus your favorite college team versus the world. So now let's get a little civility. This is a snow globe. It's in a paint can shaker. Just put it on the mantle and let's let it settle. And people could be, since people don't know enough about policy anyway,
they just hear 90 second snippets. And
right.
That's
they
what
go,
they
look, I want to go to Thanksgiving at my in-laws' house and not have an argument.
But
that's all.
Well, there is something part of the corollary to the idea of crisis management, which is just put your head down. Something is somebody else going to come along soon enough and do something else stupid. The corollary to that is that people tend to focus on very limited issues. I was saying something. Our favorite issue here in L.A. is that L.A. County, the voters' number one issue far and away is homelessness. And why is that? Because that's something that they deal with on a daily basis, a constant reminder. That's why it kind of bubbles up to the top. Writ large in a national fight, if the national fight is over this divisiveness, as everybody says, or that argument, I can see where they you tend to have a pox on both their houses.
Think about how the Democrats couch and frame. They don't really say much about Trump, the policymaker. You don't hear a lot of policy or disagreement. You hear dictator taking our Constitution and ripping it up, insulting a racist. You know, these are all sort of
It was kind of the Karl Rove mentality. Karl Rove always thought if you could get people arguing about a few of the social issues, over here with your right hand, that would take people away from getting into what they're actually doing on the policy. And I think there is a deflection aspect.
I want to tease one for you that you're not prepped on, but I'm curious because it's new in my head. Papa John sort of once back in. Papa John got ran out of his own business. Papa John used the N-word as an example of Colonel Sanders and him using the N-word. So he was kind of quoting Colonel Sanders. Someone from his own crisis team ratted him out.
Which
exactly. I was always befuddled by. Like, who on your team would go take this outside of this room, this conversation, and rat you out? It now turns out, finally, it comes out in the news that evidently he had run up a tab with them of $6 million and had not paid it.
Exactly.
So now there's some context as to why somebody who was working would take this out. But I want to know about sort of the legalities of that. Like, you're a lawyer. You've had clients owe you money. You still can't go against your fiduciary duty, can you? I mean, if they owe you money.
You're teasing it.
I'm teasing it. All right. BetDSI, bittersweet time. Heading into the back half of the NFL season. Oh, almost over. But the playoff push is coming around, and the college bowl games are coming up as well. Add excitement. Make BetDSI.com your betting partner. Use BetDSI's live betting platform, Bet Games, until the final whistle. New members get 100% bonus match with the promo code DOUBT101. That's double your money. Paying winners for 20 years. Top rated on review sites. User friendly interface and mobile site. Fastest payouts in the industry. NFL, NBA, NHL, boxing, politics, reality TV, esports, everything. Again,
I wonder what the odds are right now on the Democratic side. We should look at that.
Out of all the candidates, getting the nomination?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, that is tough because Buttigieg is in front a little, but not when they hit some of the black states. Again, BetDSI.com, promo code DOUBT101 for a limited time, 100% bonus offer. BetDSI, promo code DOUBT101. So, What are the implications of this?
Implications are if it's a former client, you've got a duty not basically to deprecate. I always say you can't cast them in a negative light. But it's nuanced. It's very nuanced. I mean, if they were to sue you, that takes that privilege or that erodes that privilege. If there's some other claim that is made, then that's a problem. But in his case, it looks like what's been reported, and by the way, this also fits with your theory, is that the more outrageous it is, you generally need to know some more facts. And it just, this is a guy who, when he came out, I remember when he did it, because he was talking about how the NFL had bungled the anthem issue, as you remember. And also, I believe, was one of the biggest sponsors of Jerry Jones and Jerry World. And
he was always famously with Peyton Manning during the commercials on the NFL and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. If I were him, I think he's quoted this. He said there will be a day of reckoning. I read this week. I can see a legal pathway for him, meaning a pathway where he could come back and he could try to get a legal reckoning, so to speak. And if he can show, and there's some authority for this. If he can show that somebody did it with
malice,
he's got some action. He's definitely got some action.
Well, he certainly has damages.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ.
You, Jesus Christ, you can't, right? I mean, right now they're trying Elon Musk here in the Central District for calling the guy who saved the kids pedo guy or whatever his name was.
Right.
I mean, and that guy's talking. His wife just testified via satellite saying it was the worst thing that ever happened. That was just calling somebody pedo guy. This situation, he was toppled from his corporation and lost a substantial amount of quantifiable money.
Going now, wife just filed for divorce.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of damages that can be could be worked into this.
It's a legal quagmire for the whoever leaked that information, and the spin they put on it, I would say, is a legal quagmire.
Any Kaepernick updates before we
no,
wrap
in
it
fact,
up?
We were just talking, and you had just finished. What did you just record? Because I listened
Damashek
to
and I were in here doing good sports.
Yeah, which was great. And then I was saying the it's interesting because everybody was saying, well, they're this didn't happen or that didn't happen with the workout. What the NFL has apparently conceded is that they were approached by several teams, which is exactly what I had heard, but it was just confirmed this week. And that's why supposedly they had organized this. And then two of the owners in the last week.
They'd organized a workout.
The workout. One of the guys in the workout, who was a wide receiver whose name I've got a mental block on, was signed to the practice squad by the Redskins.
Oh, that I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, both Jerry Jones and the Giants owner, maybe? Tish.
Oh, Tish, yeah.
Tish. Both said it was bungled by the NFL, and I agree. I mean, it was just bungled. They could have pulled it off. They could have done what they wanted if they had just done it. If it wasn't done in such a amateur, for lack of a better term, way.
What's the next step?
I think the next step is I think it's promising that the wide receiver was signed, but if the rest of the season goes on and Colin does not. Get a call or doesn't get a workout when we know for a fact that two teams had interest, there may come a time when, history repeats itself. I'll just leave it at that.
You should see what your eyes do when you talk that way. You got to get sunglasses like the world champion of pokers or something, because I can see there's evil brewing behind those eyes. Your eyes, you got to wear sunglasses in court now, or blue blockers or something.
I'll fog these up and then put on the...
Please. All right. You can go to... I'm going to be at Oxnard Levity Live this Friday and Saturday night. Two shows Friday. Two shows Saturday doing stand-up there. Then Milwaukee, January 24th. At the Pabst Theater, and then Chicago, 25th, Park West. You can go to chassis.com, two S's and a Y, and get the Blu-ray of the Shelby American doc. You can watch that on Netflix now. You can watch the 24-Hour War on Netflix if you like as well. There's plenty of offerings there. No Safe Spaces out as we speak at nosafespaces.com. What do you got, Mark?
I've got Prova Pizzeria, which is in Grand Central Terminal, also in Times Square, coming soon to L.A. and Miami. We've got V Palm Springs, which the weather is starting to turn. Casa Tropicana in San Clemente, go down there. And Engine Company 28 downtown. It's a perfect place for Christmas parties. And Tenny Mediterranean Tapas, always good.
And if you like funny podcasts, you should listen to Brad Behavior, new on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts as well. Until next time, Sound Crawl for Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.